Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it's going to be partly cloudy, and we do have a chance for some afternoon showers and maybe thunderstorms. High around 73 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 66. It's 65 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 65. Racine, 67. Southeast Wisconsin could get between an inch and 1.5 inches of rain over the next few days, which is actually far better than some folks in other parts of the state. The National Weather Service predicting heavy rain across the entire state this next few days. The models right now indicate Metro Milwaukee with up to an inch and a half, less than Madison's 2-inch prediction, and a whole lot better than La Crosse, where up to 3 inches of rain could fall by the end of Thursday. A Mount Pleasant Public Works employee was taken to Frederick Hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car while on the job at Green Bay Road and Shirley Avenue. The worker outside his truck in a reflective safety vest when it happened. The 55-year-old driver from Mount Pleasant was cooperative, according to police, who say that alcohol did not appear to be a factor. Northbound traffic approaching that very busy intersection got diverted for more than 2 hours. The State Patrol's Accident and Reconstruction Unit helping to investigate. Kenosha City Council unanimously approves rezoning some land just south of Gateway Technical College's campus to allow for the rebuilding of the Sim City Law Enforcement Training Site. Mark Molinaro, representing the Gateway Foundation, which is buying that location, noted it initially was designed to allow training exercise in a city-like setting, but the whole thing got lost during a remodeling project.
What we are proposing to do in that building after it's been rehabbed is to recreate what has been on campus for many years. That was lost when we did the Kennel Protective Services Addition, which included the shooting range, CSI lab, classroom space, tactical space. All of that, we just didn't have enough square footage to incorporate everything we had in there.
The rezoning just the first step of gaining the permits needed to get this new facility built. Molinaro hoping that work can begin yet this fall. Kenosha Unified being sued in federal court by a former student claiming repeated harassment by fellow classmates because he is gay and administrators didn't do anything to help. Guadalupe Paredes said the harassment began in third grade at Edward Bain School of Language and Art. It continued at Harborside Academy in Reuther. By the time he got to Tremper High School, Paredes says that psychiatric treatment was needed. The lawsuit indicates he was told by school administrators at one point to just avoid the harassers. An assignment as well to a project had his chief protagonist right there involved. Well, he refused to cooperate with that. He got a 3-game suspension. The lawsuit says Paredes is seeking compensatory damages from Kenosha Unified and 5 other current or former administrators. And 9 years in prison, the sentence for a Kenosha teenager accused of helping to hide the body of a murder victim in Racine County. 18-year-old Jamari Cook pleading guilty to hiding a corpse and operating a motor vehicle minus owner consent. Accused of helping Daniel Tate to dump the body of Olivia McKay on a Mount Pleasant roadway. Tate earlier sentenced to life in prison. He was found guilty of McKay's murder along the Kenosha lakefront last July. Tonight's 7 o'clock Racine Common Council meeting will be the first since the passing of veteran Alderman Brady Hahn. A memorial is scheduled at the outset. The business agenda for the council includes a recommendation from the Park and Rec Board to name the middle of West Park at the gazebo the Mark D. Gates Courtyard. And Council President Jason Meekma is seeking the city clerk's office in a presentation about election security with the new voting machines. Caledonia, the village's proposed 2019 budget. It includes a new administrator needed in the second quarter.
The worst kept secret in village history is that I'm retiring in April of next year. I've listed it under challenges only because I've had to budget for an appropriately compensated administrator, including Wisconsin retirement and insurance, so that increase the cost for your next administrator.
Tom Christensen's successor may get total compensation near $150,000. He told the Board of Trustees the hope is to get health care down to a zero increase in next year's budget. Said tax incremental district debt repayment needs another $250,000. October budget workshops will lead to a November 5th public hearing. A final vote of the village board that night will determine the tax rate. Sturtevant Village Board meets at 6 o'clock tonight. That agenda includes a resolution about a pilot program for the composting of food waste. The Parks Event Planning and Village Beautification Committee endorsing it. Tearing down the closed Lake Park Fire Station and the cost to build a new EMS-only facility, both on the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee agenda. That's coming up later this afternoon. The Lakeside building would be taken down and the adjoining park expanded. The new Rescue Squad project, that came in way over budget. The committee will talk about an amendment to that budget and possibly a contract for a Racine company. August home sales in southeast Wisconsin dipping almost 1% from a year ago. Median prices up 3.6% to over $200,000. Over the eight-month period, the Wisconsin Realtors Association has a 1.8% sales decline, plus a 6.2% jump in median prices. And the local numbers, more detailed, they tell a similar story.
A 7.2% jump in Kenosha County August home sales and 4.6% in Racine County, but down 0.7% in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose 3% in Kenosha, 5.8% in Milwaukee County, but fell 0.9% in Racine County. January through August showed Kenosha County sales of 3.6%, 0.5% in Milwaukee County, and down 3.2% in Racine County. Median prices over those 8 months increased 9.4% in Racine County and 6% in both Milwaukee and Kenosha counties. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And United Way of Racine County has relocated offices in Burlington. After 9 years at 615 North Pine Street, the organization now in an office building at 400 North Pine Street, the owner with a longstanding relationship with United Way. WRJN.com is our webpage where we keep our newscast in podcast form in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Which United Way?
Burlington. The office out there. Well, you know, they got an office out there.